Chapter 1. Lily. I just wanted a glass of water. 15 minutes ago, I was drinking a glass of water in Duff's kitchen. Now I'm in a limo with my 15-year-old sister, who has no idea she's just been kidnapped by Romeo. She thinks he's doing her a favor. Not that she's being manipulated so he can kill me. I run through the past 15 minutes in 5-second loops, all of it crammed together. I went to Duff's kitchen to get a drink. Romeo appeared behind me, told me the president wanted to see me. When I objected, he held out his phone. Gwenny's voice nearly made me faint.
Lily, can you hurry up? Romeo's taking me to school because I missed the bus. I'm downstairs in his SUV. You're going to make me late.
Romeo handed me a piece of paper, told me to write the words, "The president wants to see me."
"Put that cute little heart you use to dot your eyes," he said with a smile,
the other security guy behind us, oblivious.
"It's so you."
He sent me back into Duff's bedroom with a note. I shook Duff, hard. So hard. But he never woke up. I pinched him. I even slapped his face. Nothing. And then I realized what had happened. Romeo had drugged him. Duff was breathing, but for how long? After I put the note on the bed, Romeo came into the room, did something I couldn't see. While every cell in my body screamed, the security guy, Luke, gave me a blank look. Did he work with Romeo? Was this how I was finally going to die? And Duff? But Romeo had Gwenny. If I said a word, what would he do to her? So I left. I did what Romeo said. I followed orders. And here we are, pulling up to my old high school. The driver is some dark-haired guy wearing a baseball cap, sunglasses, and a look that says he doesn't give a shit about anyone. Gwenny's in the passenger seat. I'm in the back seat behind the driver, my body leaning instinctively away from Romeo, who reaches out to pat Gwenny's shoulder as she pulls the door handle. She opens it. She steps out. Relief floods me. At least Romeo's letting my sister live. I know I won't.
"Have a nice day, Gwenny,"
Romeo says in a voice that is so friendly, casual, paternal even. You'd never guess he's stolen me away, poisoned Duff, and is about to... What? What exactly is he about to do to me, aside from kill me? Because I know that's not all he's going to do.
"I have a chem test. No way is today going to be good," she grouses, shoving her backpack onto her arm, looking down.
The magenta eyeglass frames cover half her face, the stylish look complemented by her thick eyebrows. Gwenny hates her braces, can't wait to get them off in 3 months. My stomach twists. I'll never see her without the braces, will I?
"Hey, Gwenny,"
I call out as she exits the vehicle. Romeo gives me a sharp look of warning. I swallow, my throat clicking.
"Tell Dad I really want to see the new orchid shipment. I'm really excited."
"Oh," she frowns a little.
"Okay."
Her smile is uneven.
"You'll be fine with chem. You're really good at figuring out solutions," I assure her.
"Run away," I will her. "Please, please run, Gwenny. Tell Dad, tell Silas, tell someone. Help." I watch her walk into the high school, the same one I attended not too long ago. It's like I'm watching a foreign film. It's surreal, yet familiar. I don't realize I'm holding my breath until the double doors close behind her. She is safe. I did it. I got my sister out alive.
"Thank you,"
I say, hating myself the minute the words come out of my mouth. It's a reflex, an involuntary response driven by years of pleasing people. Being kind and good and friendly has its own intrinsic reward, but that only applies to normal society. Why did I just thank someone who's about to kill me? Romeo makes a noise, a sound of derision and surprise. Stoic men don't do that. The skin around his eyes folds. His neck tightens as his head moves back a few inches to turn and look at me with mocking wonder.
"You are a piece of work, Lily."
A laugh rushes out of his nose, air rumbling up from deep underneath his diaphragm. "Why?" I venture, trying to keep him talking. All that movement, and yet he remains still as a statue.
"Why would you?"